two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevic. The invasion of Ukraine. Special coverage with David DeGenevic.
Well, by day, he's the Utah County Attorney, top prosecutor in Utah County. He also has a foundation, a nonprofit. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been covering his travel to war-torn Ukraine. I spent 14 years there with his wife, serving in Ukraine as well. He went there, though, this last time with one of Utah's richest men, Dave, to give 500 Ukraine families money to live on for a year. And in about 2 minutes, County Attorney David Levitt is going to finally tell us who that person is.
And if I remember correctly, they were really kind of wandering around Ukraine and handing folks cash, like ginormous amounts of cash. So they must have been just carrying around suitcases full of it. It was a pretty wild story. But when David Levitt called us last week, you know, he was talking about these charitable donations. He had that billionaire, but he wouldn't tell us who.
We had an anonymous donor who called us on the phone and said, I can't stand by any longer and watch what I'm seeing on the television. I have to go do something to help.
David Levitt joins us right now. Do you want a drum roll? We got to know who this anonymous donor was.
Well, first off, it's nice to be with both of you. You know, I mean, I want to make clear that this was never intended to be sort of a name reveal. This was always intended to be just a quiet donation on this couple's part. And they really didn't want to be known. But when they got over there and they saw the enormous need, and really saw how Utahns and people all across America can help, they realized that their sacrifice may not be money, despite the fact that they gave a lot of it and are giving a lot of it away. Their sacrifice may be the release of their anonymity. And so they agreed to have their identities known. It's Deloy and Julie Hansen. The former RSL owner, yes. And, you know, we didn't approach him or them, I should say, for money. They called us they called Shalom and I on a Sunday night and said, we've seen all we can see without doing something to help. And so they wanted to put together this initiative. The four of us traveled to Ukraine, and Julie and Shalom traveled to Paris after Ukraine. That's why they didn't join us in the center of the country. Where Deloy and I went, Julie and Shalom peeled off and went to Paris and gave support and financial aid to Ukrainian refugees in Paris, while Deloy and I were in Kyiv and Bucha and Irpin and Chernihiv, Ukraine.
David Levitt is the Utah County Attorney and also helps run a foundation that recently traveled to Ukraine to give away it sounds like hundreds of thousands of dollars to Ukrainian families, and he's just revealed the donor, the person who was behind those donations as Deloy Hansen. And Dave may be able to bring us up to speed on who Deloy Hansen is in the community for those who don't know him. But he exited his ownership with Real Salt Lake, which has a stadium, which I believe he helped build down in the Sandy area. Many, many years ago, And his exit from Major League Soccer was not pretty, Dave.
Yeah, it was kind of a dark cloud, and I think there's a lot of folks that are pretty critical of Mr. Hansen. And, David, give us an idea. What was your experience with him?
Well, first off, it would be inaccurate to just call this Deloy Hansen. This is Julie Hansen and Deloy Hansen. They're very much a partnership. They're very much a team. And it wouldn't be accurate to leave one or the other out. But my experience with each of them is that they were not only generous in their desire to give, but also they wanted to see it firsthand so that they could get a sense for truly what could happen by way of a vision in the future. I mean, these are visionary people who wanted. This was as much a research project for us as to how they can help in the future as it was passing out money to people in need now. And what we've done is we've come back, the four of us have come back with an entirely new vision and of what the need is and what we can do as Utahns to help. And I think what you'll see in the future is a fairly massive rebuilding program where Julie and Deloy and in conjunction with Shalom and I with the Levin Institute, engage in physically rebuilding villagers' homes whose homes were senselessly destroyed by the Russians. You remember the Russian convoy, the 40-mile-long Russian convoy. Once that convoy dispersed, they went into villages, and we were in some of those villages where there were, in one village, upwards of 60 tanks. And they sent all the villagers that lived in their homes into the root cellars because the Russians occupied their homes. And when the Russians left, then they destroyed their homes. And so when Deloy and Julie saw that, and Shalom and I saw it, the immediate thought was, we're going to help rebuild these homes. And so Julie and Deloy provided the financial support. Really, We've identified nearly all of the 500 families. There's still a few more that we need to identify, and now we're trying to put those mechanisms together to really support someone for a year. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But now Julie and Deloy are doubling down and are going to help rebuild homes in Ukraine. So really what I saw is really what every Utahn should know is, and no offense to the media, but you really can't believe everything you read or hear in the media. Deloy really was cast in a fairly dark light, and really what I saw was someone that has a lot of money that wants to help. I heard Julie Hansen would stand up and simply say, "We have far more than we need, and we're here to help, and we're asking for nothing in return." And it was quite an inspirational thing for me to see.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Very interesting. That's going to have to settle in for a second. That was not the name I was expecting, but quite a story. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's a story we'll continue to follow right here at KSL News Radio. And you heard it first, that generous donor in Ukraine from Utah, one of Utah's richest men, and his wife, Julie and Deloy Hansen.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.